on any given day or night. The emergency room at Baton Rouge General's Mid-City Hospital is packed with patients.
There's a chance I'm going to need to put a tube in your throat and breathe for you.
I know. Well, we're going to take you to the operating room.
Since Earl K. Long Hospital was shut down last April, Baton Rouge General's Vice President, Dion Viator, says Mid-City's ER is hustling hard to keep up.
We do not turn away anybody in an emergency situation. We have longer waits there than we'd like. Our caregivers there are overwhelmed.
Viator says they expected some increase in patients when EKL closed, but they didn't anticipate 44% more patients coming through their doors.
And now about 49% of our total patients in the emergency room at Mid-City have no source of payment. Our cost of indigent care has now exceeding $10 million a year.
Baton Rouge General Mid-City is the closest hospital to the former Earl K. Long facility, but it's not the state's partner in the privatization of charity care. That contract went to Our Lady of the Lake, twice the distance away. Don Gregory, former Medicaid director for Louisiana and now the health care advisor for the Public Affairs Research Council, says Our Lady of the Lake made out well financially.
The lake, through their contract and agreement with the state, basically gets 100% of their uncompensated care cost met by the state. Baton Rouge General Mid-City does not. They get a per diem payment based on the pool of similar hospitals. And so they basically get a daily amount in which they have to live by. The lake gets their cost met.
Baton Rouge General is now getting a 5% increase in state payments for Medicaid patients, which helps some. Yet the influx of uninsured patients, Viator says, means Baton Rouge General, the nonprofit organization, is being forced to be a charitable organization instead, giving away $10 million worth of care over the past year.
For, 100 years, Baton Rouge General has been here and serves this community. I think what this has brought to light, though, is that the charitable care, particularly at the Mid-City campus, has gotten to a point where it is not sustainable.
While General Mid-City is seeing the biggest impact from privatization of charity care, they're not alone. Lane Regional in Zachary is also getting swamped with patients who would have gone to EKL. Viator tells us there are two avenues of hope for Mid-City's budget crunch. One might be changing the Baton Rouge model to be more like the privatization contract for Central Louisiana's Charity Hospital. That deal has two Alexandria-area hospitals serving as LSU's partners. The other hope is with expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, which would mean more of the currently uninsured could get coverage.
Because there is no direct reimbursement that Baton Rouge General has for charity patients, that increase in Medicaid would be beneficial for us.
All the non-partner hospitals would then get some payment for treatment they're now having to give away for free. Although Governor Jindal is dead set against expanding Medicaid, a number of lawmakers have proposed constitutional amendments that would allow the people of Louisiana to vote on it themselves. While the main purpose of the private partnerships was to save the state money, Gregory says rising costs of charity care within the partnerships are eating away the anticipated savings.
The administration was touting about $100 million overall savings in the privatization of the LSU hospitals. Interestingly enough, they proposed about a $99 million increase in uncompensated care funding for the LSU hospitals in this year's budget.
And Louisiana's tab for charity care will keep going up without the Medicaid expansion. That's because federal funding for uncompensated care starts to drop next year and will decline nationally by $18 billion by 2020. For WRKF News, I'm Sue Lincoln.